Well, that reminds me. Let me see if that Tooth and Carry still has that water job. Oh. Oh. Why did that thing flash like that? Okay. My battery is empty. No, it's not. There it is. They still got it. It's a job they never fill.
Good morning, to you and you and you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, morning, morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning, Sam! Wake up, rise and shine! Are you going to come walk with us?
I got your next job, man. I got next stinking job, dude. It's right here in town. Gotta go down to the city. There's an application form you can fill out, I suppose. But this is the one, Sam. This is the one that will pay you well.
Working for the city and such?
Yep, water operator one. This is exactly what the Air Force trained you for. The city will trip over itself trying to hire you. It will. It'll be just like these guys over at New Mexico Tech. They're tripping over themselves saying, "Oh my gosh, let's hire that guy. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh." And I'll say, "Oh my gosh, you need to pay me more than you think you need to." Because of a very simple thing, it says, I will never get a pay increase. You guys will never bump up my salary. It says, yeah. I said, so I have to get whatever I think I'm going to be worth to you in 5 years. And you guys will just have to hope and pray that I don't decide to leave before then.
Yeah, but if you tell them that, they'll say, well, then what's the point of hiring? They'll walk away.
What? They don't have a choice.
You don't need to tell them.
I'm not gonna, that's not, I don't think that's how it sounded. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I love you. Okay, I said it to you, man. Well, I... No, because you don't say it in that kind of a, you know... You say, I need to negotiate for how much you're going to be paying me in 5 years. I said, if I want to get a pay increase, I'm going to have to leave to go get it. It says it's just like a Portales. It says they're not going to give me a pay increase. I'm not getting a pay increase anytime soon. And if I do, it'll be an incremental tiny one. If I want a real pay increase, I've got to go find another job. And that's normal. I said, that's normal for this kind of situation. If you're hanging on to people for more than 4 or 5, you know, for heck, in my case, for more than 2 years, it's because I'm being lazy about my income. Because, yeah, can I do better? Says, oh, yeah, I can do better. And you go, oh my gosh, and it's not because I'm amazing or anything like that. It's simply because that's what the market will bear. It says, and if I'm not pushing on it, it's got to be for other reasons. I said, no, I'm not excited about leaving Eastern. It's kind of a sweet deal. And you go, but you go, I'm worried about my pension. You know? So that's the big thing, and the fact that I'm eligible for retirement in the next few years. And you go, it behooves me and everybody around me for me to make as much money as I can. It says, and sitting around and waiting for Eastern to piecemeal more money to me just isn't going to work. Yeah? Who's Matt Barnes?
Matt Barnes is the guy whose car hit me.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, he's one of the little... Yeah, one of the guys in client support. He got a chance to go into networking, and he went back to client support. And you're going, you're kidding me. He goes, you made a lot more money. And he goes, yeah, I know, but I just didn't want the pressure. And you go, okay, well... So that's all this industry is about, is pressure, is your ability to handle and sink pressure. So yeah, you yell at your family and stuff like that, but you know,
okay.
It's the price you pay for the crap you go through.
I'm going to email them back and say, we're not going to do anything here.
Yeah, this is, it was no This is, I don't consider it damage at all. I'd get more damage out of a hailstorm. No, not even that. Nah, just to say, I'm not doing anything. It says, you don't have to turn in unless you feel strongly about it. It says, I'm not getting involved. So this is just a little bump. That's why God made bumpers the way he did. So you can handle little things. It says garbage. I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. Nope. I'm not one of those kinds of people. Treat their vehicles like their children. Heck, to be honest, if I did treat them like my children, my poor vehicle would feel neglected. My children certainly do. You got banged up? Well, you got banged up. Well, that's a sad thing. A1C Samuel Nemro. Yeah, man. They will be so excited to hire you. I think they will trip over themselves trying to hire you. Which would be great. I'm hoping Eastern's kind of like, oh man, Nemro. And I'll go, I promised Clark 2 years. He got over 3.5. And said, and we pushed through a lot of stuff. I said, so I'm not, you know, almost all the updates have been done. This thing and that thing and this thing. As soon as I tell them I'm going to do this, whatever thing I'm going to get them, they're going to immediately push me to try to finish up some of the outstanding updates. Update the DNS servers. Mostly try to push us so they don't really have to worry about it for another 3 or 4 years. And to document like mad. Anything that they feel like they don't understand about it, and you go, guys, this is I can't document 15 years of experience. Come on, you're kidding me. You're killing me. This is, yeah, I know. We're supposed to render everything to being monkey work, and you go, I know. This is, but I'm not very interested in that. But that's okay. You're paying me, so I'll do what you ask.
So
Whee!
One Trump?
Two Trump. What? Trump?
Three Trump.
What? Is Trump really working you over to make sure you vote for him?
Yeah, I'm not even a Republican.
And he wants money from you. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four Trump. Five Trump. One Mike Pence. Six Trump.
I don't get anything. I think I'm really off of the political radar.
Trump.
Who's that?
Lara Trump? I don't know. L-A-R-A?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
Must be one of his kids or something. Or there was this one of his nieces put out this horrible, how horrible of a person he is.
We're invited to Babe and Carrion's 40th anniversary.
Oh my gosh, when's that happening?
I don't know.
Well, it's about the right time. Imagine. If Dad and Karen would have gotten married when Mom and Dad got married, this would be their 57th. They've been married for 17 years when they got divorced. Amazing. That's a good number, 40. When is this turkey happening?
I'm still waiting.
Unfortunately, if I change jobs, I'm probably not going to have the resources to do it.
Send your gift now.
Those guys usually, I don't know what gifts they could possibly need. They have, I can't think of anything they don't already have that they want.
Next July, 40th
anniversary. Oh, next July. I should be in good shape by then. That sounds good. Who's sponsoring this wonderful doodad? Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Yeah. July 16th, 2021. What?
Be out of quarantine crap?
I hope so. Yes. Let's plan as if we are. That's hopeful.
It's at Liddy Canyon.
Sure.
Place, and it's like, where are they going to hide all the cars? If this is supposed to be a surprise.
I don't know. How is Park in Glendale? I don't know. Lisa, we can go anytime. Matt's ready.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Hi. He's right here. Hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know where Sam is.
Sam's not
coming. Yeah. We can get the bugs out later. It's always one thing or another, I tell you. Hey, Matt! Oh, scared him, Dougie. Eric, sign him or something. I hear noises. Is that Dougie going nuts? Okay. So, yeah. No, it's just the whole thing of, you know, they can say, well, are you really worth that much? And you go, well, says you guys need to decide how much you think it's worth to you to find out.
Yeah.
Scare those ravens away. Well, I didn't know we had a problem. Oh, his New Jersey inspection is gone. So I imagine he's probably pretty. Wanting to get this thing re-registered here probably before he gets into some kind of trouble. Yeah, I mean, I said, I think the city would snap me up in a hot second. Yeah. I don't know what the pay would be, but I imagine it would be quite a bit more than working minimum wage. Oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh, pardon me. Anyway. Working on water mains and water lines and stuff like that. This is exactly what he was doing. No, he will here too, probably. No. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be the only guy doing it in town. Life? Are you kidding? That's stopped for us anyway. But it's not a bad idea to look around. There was a storm? Could be. Needs to be done. Just stress. Wonder whether you're gonna pass it or not.
Well, that's what I meant when I said it's hard. It's hard to pass.
No, it's not hard to pass. It's the stress of thinking that you might not pass it. That's a different thing. I don't mean to be rude. My biggest problems are with stress. Stress of, am I going to be able to do this job? Am I going to be, you know, am I going to be able to do this, do that, do this, do that? It's usually not a problem of whether I can do it. It's a stress of wondering whether I'm going to be able to do it. And I can't seem to reconcile that. It's always there. I apologize. Don't mean to be rude at all. Yeah? Yahoo! Ooh.
Feels like not a cloud in the sky, but there are clouds.
Kitty cat. Probably me. Really? I'm sorry. Looking around at different options over there. The closest one is actually to not buy a thing. And just do this first camping. It's a wildlife refuge, which is down low, and I don't think you ever get snow. And cold isn't really that big of a thing. I mean, I remember when in Portales, it was getting down to zero every night, and I was camping out then. Yeah? Well, at least you just have to leave with a lot of worry. I would rather save up the money for I don't know what, but save up the money. Hey, can I kiss you? I apologize for messing up your stride. Yeah? Well, it's all yours to take advantage of whenever you want. Love you too. See you shortly. Well, anyway, so, yeah, at least it worries about me. I think she worries in that this would be something that she would never do to herself. And you go, yeah, but that's okay, it's not you. I'll have to live the life that you would live in my stead because the money would be gone. So that's one of the problems. So it's almost tempting to do nothing and let it ride for a while. Put aside money for because I get this, you know, you kind of get this impression that once you break the 200,000 barrier, all kinds of things open up, you know? It starts being good-sized acreage with a house art, and you don't have to scrimp. You don't have to sit there and build something from scratch just because you're poor and you go, because you're not poor. And if you're willing to buy it outright, that's heck of a thing. In the movies sometimes where people are getting up to a certain amount of money and it is, as soon as you get to that point, they're trying to get out. Now it's funny because everything it took to get to that point usually doesn't tolerate much. Morning. get so accustomed to that being your whole way of being, you know. My thought is, if you have a good, ready, steady income, then you got a good cushion on top of that. Steady inflow, that's different. An inflow, that's for like, taking care of needs, saving a little bit so you can buy yourself a vehicle when one wears out or something like that. Kind of maintenance that's needed to do things. Oh, but yeah, you can just buy a property. As you go, yeah, it doesn't need to be big. And you go, but I have some buffer for people. I don't really know how big that has to be. But. Anyway, so I don't seem to recall there being a state park anywhere near Socorro, except for Elephant Butte. How far away that is to kind of stay there. Well, it's got a university. It's got a shower. I need to take advantage of that for a long drive. Oh. You know, don't be afraid to take advantage of certain things. If conditions are really bad, stay at the office. Let's see how it goes. Anyway, make things work, and they'll work for you. Oops, let me go the other way. Get this job and we can set up Sam in the office and I'll be, That's the plan. I think that would be a good, better long-term plan.